Chazar Zeichen Eshel Baruch Hechel Shalagam Rav Yehuda Meseches Pesachim Daf Kufiyu Dalad. Zok the Mishnah, they then mix and pour a cup of wine for him for Kiddush. Beis Shammai say that he first makes the bracha on the Yoyim and then makes the bracha on the Yayin. Beis Hillel say he first makes the bracha on the Yayin and then makes the bracha on the Yoyim. Zok the Gemara, Abraisa says Beis Shammai say the bracha on the Yoyim comes first because the Kedusha of the Yoyim is what causes that you even have wine to make Kiddush. That you're even making Kiddush altogether. And the Kedusha comes along before the wine was even brought, and therefore you make the bracha on the yom first. Beis Hillel say that the bracha on the wine comes first because the wine allows kiddush to be said. If there's no wine, no kiddush is said. Another reason is the bracha on the wine is said more often than the bracha on the day, and the rule is tadi v'shena tadi kaidim. The Raisa says we pass them like Beis Hillel. In fact, why is it necessary for Beis Hillel to give a second reason? Because Beis Shammai gave two reasons, so Beis Hillel is saying I also have two reasons, and therefore don't think I'm any less valid of a shita. In fact, why does the Raisa have to pass them like Beis Hillel? Baskol already told us. Passing like Beis Hillel, Zok Gemara. Either way, we can say that this Braisa was said before the Baskel called out, or we can say that the Braisa follows Rabbi Yehuda, who says that we don't follow what a Baskel says when deciding on how to paskin. Zok the Mishnah. If the Kiddush, they bring him lettuce. He takes it, dips it, and eats it. This is besides the lettuce that's eaten later on as Marah. Next, they bring him matzah, Marah, Charoises, and two cooked dishes. They bring the Charoises, even though the Charoises itself is not a mitzvah. Rabbi Lazar, the son of Rabbi Tzadik, says that the dipping into the Charoises actually is a mitzvah. In the times of the Beis HaMikdash, they would also bring the Karban Pesach to him at this point. Zok the Gemara, Reish Lakish said, our mission is a proof that mitzvahs have to be performed with specific intent to do the mitzvah. Because our Mishnah says, even though he eats lettuce earlier in the Seder, it's eaten only to arouse the children's curiosity, and possibly therefore eaten without intent to be yoytzeh the mitzvah of Marah. Therefore he has to eat it again later with the intent to be yoytzeh. The earlier lettuce doesn't suffice because it was possibly eaten without intent for Marah. In fact, Marah, could be that mitzvahs don't need specific intent. The reason why we require lettuce to be eaten twice is because that itself arouses the curiosity of the children to ask questions, which is what we want them to do on Pesach at the Seder. The reason why the Mishnah says that specifically lettuce is brought as both times is because it's teaching that even if he only has lettuce, which can be used for Marah as well, still it should be eaten at these two separate times to cause the children to ask questions. Second question for the Gemara, also a Braisa says clearly that if Marah is eaten without specific intent, he is Yoytzeh. And for the Gemara, it's Machlekes among Tanoim. In another Braisa, Rabbi Yossi says that one must eat lettuce a second time, presumably because the Marah must be eaten with specific intent. So Reish Lakish can follow the view of Rabbi Yossi. For the acting Gemara, maybe Rabbi Yossi holds that mitzvahs don't need specific intent, but holds that lettuce must be eaten a second time so that the children will ask questions. And for the Gemara, Rabbi Yossi says eating lettuce a second time is a commandment, it's a mitzvah, which would seem to mean that the reason is not just to be able to make to get the children to ask. For the acting Gemara, what are the two cooked dishes that the Mishnah says are brought to the table? So Rav Huna said it's cooked beets and cooked rice. Rava would be particular taka to use dafka these two foods, since Rav Huna said that that's what should be used. Rav Ashi said Rav Huna obviously doesn't hold Rabbi Yechim Anuri, who said that rice is considered to be a grain which would constitute mamish emes chametz on Pesach. Chizkiya said even a fish with the egg that's on top of it can be used as the two cooked dishes. Rav Yosi said one must use two meats, one as a remembrance for Karban Pesach, one as a remembrance for Karban Chagiga. Rav Yehuda said even a small piece of meat and the soup that is made from it may be used as the two cooked dishes. If someone has regular vegetables for karpas, he should clearly make a bari pri adoma on them, and should then make an achilas mara when the time comes to eat the mara. However, if one only has lettuce, what are the brachas that are made? Rav Huna said he makes a bari pri adoma at the time that he's eating the lettuce as karpas, and later he makes an achilas mara when he's eating the lettuce as mara. Fact gemara, if chista asks, how can he fill his stomach with the lettuce and then later make a new brach on it? If chista said at the time of the karpas he makes a hadoma and an achilas mara and eats the lettuce. Later on he eats the lettuce again, but with no bracha. In Surah, they followed the view of Rav Huna. Rav Sheshes, the son of Rav Yeshua, followed the view of Rav Chista. The Gemara says that the halacha follows Rav Chista. Rav Acha, the son of Rava, would make sure to have other vegetables, meaning other than lettuce, that he wanted to have other vegetables to use for karpas, so that he shouldn't have to come into the circumstance of this machlekes between Rav Huna and Rav Chista.